So the good news, I've been told by Jamie texting me, said 6:38 with the suits and the tennis.
Woo! Oh man, I'll take it, man. I'm glad we're getting the win when I'm paying that out. So
no doubt. Smith's in the hole for 287 as well. So check during the game, we're about $23,500
raised. Man, come on, Davidson, let's get this thing done.
So let's find it.
Let's get this thing done, Davidson.
So final score 87-81. It's so many things to go with, but this team down 16.
Yeah.
In a game in which they looked like they just wasn't going to happen for us. Came out a little flat, and that 2-3 run from UMass caused some problems. But you've always talked about the ability to get a team into transition, to cause turnovers, and not allow them to set their defense. And we forced the turnovers. We got in transition, and that third quarter really played our game.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I just love about these kids is first their character and that they are going to fight till the end. But we also have some strategy in there in that we have some pressure defenses that we can go to that are a little unorthodox that, you know, teams don't see on a game-to-game basis. So, you know, we're able to throw that and kind of save that pressure to the second half. You know, it's big time. So it really helps us that we're able to do that. And, you know, the pressure defense being able to save to the second half is huge for us.
Mackenzie Lack comes in 31 points. Kiana, 23 points. And then two games as a starter, she's averaging 25 points per game.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Justine.
You know, you might, don't, you know, you need to get back soon, man, or Kiana's not coming out of that lineup.
This team is struggling at the free throw line the first 3.5 quarters.
Oh, my gosh.
But when it counted, this team stepped up and showed, you talked about the period, they just showed the resilience.
Yeah, you know, they just, you know, for better or for worse, they just have, like, really short-term memory to anything bad. So I can yell at them like crazy one day in practice, and you know what, the next day they forget that ever happened, and they're smiling at me, and you know, that's not every team I've coached. Usually that doesn't normally happen, but it's the same thing with the free throws. You know, I think these kids just take everything one day at a time. They expect the best out of themselves, expect the best out of us, and you know, we're just able to stay clear-headed in those moments, which is a big advantage for us.
Rebounding, we always talk about in turnovers. You were down 4, being out rebounded by 4 at the halftime.
Yep.
Then turn that around and +5, so +9 in the second half in overtime.
Yeah, you know, it was an emphasis at halftime that we needed to do a better job on the board. So our kids really listened well. You know, the things that we talked about at halftime, we were able to come out and implement, and you know, it was able to turn the tide for us a little bit.
Mackenzie Lett wearing the number 3.
Yeah.
Channeling a little Andrea Robinson there, I'm sure.
Heck yeah.
I sent Abby to go back to come out and talk to us too. But just talk about the senior and stepping up and being in the moment. And
yeah, you know, Mac just, you know, she's just the consummate leader for us. I mean, everything about her just screams, you know, maturity, excellence, leadership. You know, she's just an unbelievable kid. And for her to be able to come out in an emotional setting like this, play 46 minutes, score 31 points, grab 12 rebounds, have 5 assists. I mean, you can't ask for somebody to come out with a better effort. And, you know, she's just one that you're always smiling when you look at. And, heck yeah, number 3, she might not be coming out of that jersey either.
Right, no kidding. She's been a character kid this week. She was named or chosen to be a coach, some sort of coach, like future coach.
Yeah.
And I think it just speaks to the respect that people have and know about her. And I know she wrote a great letter about how she wants to be a coach. And you guys have, you know, gone to bat for her. But just, you see a character kid on and off the court.
Oh, for sure. If there was anybody in the country I'd want my kid to play for, it'd be Mackenzie Lett. I mean, she's going to be a great coach one day if that's what she chooses to go do. I think she wants to go play a little bit more after this. But if she gets into coaching, you know, she's going to do a great job with it. And this program is, you know, really just gives kids that are aspiring to potentially get into that, into the coaching world, just a little preview of what it's going to be like. They get them up and they make them get up early at the Final Four and go do clinics and go work with kids and then listen to this. I mean, they really put them through the gauntlet, and she's going to have a great opportunity in that program to network as well.
And, you know, it says a lot about her character, but also, I say this is a defining moment for this program. Would you say potentially, I mean, with the community support that comes in and seeing alumni back, Rachel Powell, Dakota Duke's in the building, Mr. Powell's comes, you know, flies in for this game.
It's big time.
It says a lot to get, you know, all these people in here. I just think it's an opportunity to see an exciting game. Sometimes you come in for a big game and you see this and it's not exciting. Hopefully this turns some more fans onto the program and
hopefully
starts to build some momentum in the community and on the court.
Yeah, you know, our crowd was great tonight. The students really came out to support a great cause and hopefully get a chance to see this this basketball team a little bit more up close. I think we're a pretty exciting team, and, you know, I'm hoping that we'll have them back.
Yep. I like just number 4-4 in the league.
Right. Heck yeah, man. That's huge. Yep, there you go. It's a big number in this league. This is a phenomenal league. One I'm really fortunate to be a part of and be a coach in and for us to play in. And to be 4-4 in it, you know, at the halfway mark, you know, I feel really good about, you know, where we're trending.
Awesome. Coach, I'll let you get to the team and the coaches. Thanks for coming out. Congrats on that awesome win. And when we win, we wish.
Heck yeah. They are close, but we'll do that tomorrow afternoon. So.
Thanks for the time. Congrats on the huge win.
All right. Thank you.
Davidson head coach, Gail Coates-Foltz. And now we're going to be joined by Davidson